Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good Thursday to you, Emmanuel Faith. This is Scott Smith, pastor of Discipleship Ministries, coming to you. My devotional this morning or today is entitled From First to Worst to First. And so the Chicago Cubs waited 108 years for it to happen again. The Arizona Cardinals have been waiting 73. The Cleveland Indians, 72. Sorry about that, Kozer. What am I talking about? I'm referring to the length of time the Cubs had to go between winning the World Series. And I'm talking about how long it's been since the Cardinals and the Indians last won a championship in their respective sports. Sometimes the journey from first to worst to first is longer than expected. Now, I suspect the fans of those three teams that I just mentioned, plus the fans of a whole lot of other teams, can relate some to how humanity has felt. We started off in the Garden of Eden. If ever we were in first place, it was there. You can see Genesis 1 and 2. But then we disobeyed. We experienced spiritual death. We were banished from the garden. We began to live under the curse. That's Genesis chapter 3. Last place never felt so bad. Then Jesus came to allow reconciliation to occur between God and us, 2 Corinthians 5:18. For those who place their faith in Him, they begin to experience winning seasons. But we haven't won a championship yet. We aren't back to the glory days that God had in mind when He created us and placed us in the garden. The good news of Daniel chapter 7 is that we know that day is coming again. Verse 27 in the NIV says, "Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey Him." But before Daniel 7:27 comes Daniel 7:25 in the ESV, and it says this, "He shall speak words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and shall think to change the times and the law, and they shall be given into His hand for a time, times, and half a time." The scripture is clear. There is still a time coming when the chosen people of God will feel like they finished the season in last place, even though they believe they should be winning championships. You may be feeling the same kinds of things right now. As a child of God, you feel like you should be racking up trophies year after year after year, but you're not. Things aren't going according to plan. You seem to finish near the bottom of the pile every year, and you're not sure what to do. In these moments that we all have, God speaks to us through Daniel and reminds us that a better day is coming. He encourages us not to underestimate the present power of a future hope. He tells us not to mistake a clear view for a short distance. One day we will reign and rule with Him. What a day of rejoicing that will be.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.